Helen Welsh joins the show. Of course, Jen and I continue to cover Cleveland. And if you watch American Idol last night, that name probably sounds familiar. Boy, did you get a shout out last night? Did you see it?
No.
You didn't see it? What? Are you kidding me? One of your students was on American Idol, gave you the biggest shout out, and said you're from right here in Hudson, Ohio.
It's been a long week. And I've been on, I'm a professional singer, and I've been on tour, and there's been a severe lack of sleep, and I didn't know that it was airing last night, and so I was in bed super early, and then I woke up this morning, and my phone is just blown up with texts and emails, and one of my pals said, 102.1 want you to call it, and I said, why, what did I do? And I've got a big show coming up in Playhouse Square, so I thought it was to do that. And then, of course, I saw what Jessica had done.
That is so cool. Well, yeah, so Jessica Whiteley was on the show on American Idol, and it was astonishing to hear her audition from 7 years ago and then to hear her sing last night. Now, she didn't make it through to Hollywood, but she credited you for the improvement. They called her most improved on Idol ever.
I know. And she is actually a lovely girl. And when she did that first audition, she'd only been with me maybe a week. And she went on and did that audition. And it was, you know, it was not enough time to do anything. And she made the mistake a lot of young singers make, which is that sort of belting thing you heard. But she dealt with the whole cruel edit, which it really is when they make them look so bad. And then we had lessons. And she has such a great attitude and loves singing. And I'm super proud of her that she didn't, you know, in the music business, what I say to my students as a professional is you have to be able to take rejection and you have to be able to get up. And yeah, I was super proud. And I want to get in touch with Luke Bryan now. And because he said if by the time I finish with him, he'd be Pavarotti. So I think we should invite him to the Hudson or the Fairlawn School of Music, and he'd come see me, and I'll see what I can do.
I think that's a great idea.
It's so cool that you were able to give us a call, and your friends were listening to the show, so we appreciate that.
Can I do a shout-out to my show in Playhouse Square?
Absolutely.
So I'm at Playhouse Square on March the 31st at 3:30 with a show I've been touring called Superstar, the Songs, the Stories, the Carpenters. So all my students come and see that because they want to make sure that I put my money where my mouth is and I do what I tell them to do.
That's awesome.
That's great. Great shout out. And thank you for calling in and joining us. That's been so much fun.